Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What was that? What, you want to ask me a question? You want to ask me something?
Yes, I did. How did you do on Strictly this weekend? Because obviously I'm in Texas, I couldn't see it.
You can find a way to watch it. Listen.
What you could do is set up a camera facing your TV that live streams it to me next
time. But I'm doing it live.
Yeah, you set it up before you go there, obviously.
Okay, hang on. So let me get this right. So you want me to set up a camera with a timer on it, so it starts, and the TV also has a timer on it, so it turns on exactly the right time. The camera turns on at the right time and starts sending a signal, recording it, so it then sends it straight back to you because I'm not in the house.
Well, wait, is Sophie not watching it at home?
Oh yeah, Sophie will be. So you want Sophie to set it up.
No, she could just FaceTime me.
Okay.
She could just FaceTime me when you're on, and then set the camera up so I can watch it.
Quite awkward to have a FaceTime with each other. No,
he's doing really well, isn't he? So
what are you eating there?
yeah, what's that noise?
Yeah, so listen, so you don't know what's happened, do you?
No, I don't know what happened. You still in?
Okay, so Saturday night we had the dance.
Yeah.
And I danced Bambaleo.
Last night, you mean?
I'm trying to pretend it's Wednesday.
Okay.
it's obviously not.
All right.
So let's start, pretend it's Wednesday.
Right. Oh. God, it's Wednesday today.
Is that a bad thing or a good thing in Texas?
No, it's just like, oh, another Wednesday.
Would you prefer it to be a Sunday again?
Personally, I love Mondays.
I love Mondays too. I love Mondays. So it's annoying it's a Wednesday today because you've already had Monday.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like now I've got to wait a whole like half of a week. Till Monday. Wait, no, because Wednesday isn't really the halfway of the week, is it?
I feel like Wednesday's the halfway of the week. Because
it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's over halfway.
Sunday's not the beginning of the week.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Sunday's the end of the week.
The week. Of all the weeks, yeah. Starts on Sunday. Do you not know
that? No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. The calendar does not start on a Sunday.
The day of rest.
Yes, exactly. In the week that you have.
Does the week start...
You're Googling it.
Start with Sunday, yes. No, it's true.
No, it doesn't. In the Middle East, the first day of the week is a Sunday.
No, set... What... Why does this week start on Sunday in some calendars?
In some calendars.
Okay, sorry. North American calendars. I apologize. I'm American. Forgive me. It's because it's
not
God's day.
It's also not in North America, everywhere in North America where it starts like that. There's no
Sunday
way.
Is the first day in Jewish and early Christian tradition. Sorry, I'm a Catholic, that's why.
Catholic doesn't start on a Sunday.
Yes, it does. All of my school, like, you know what are they called? The diaries?
Calendars,
for your calendars. It always starts on the first day is Sunday.
Yeah, they used to write your lessons on the back.
Yeah, the first day is Sunday. In the week, so it starts on Sunday and goes Monday, Tuesday.
You know, Sophie's Catholic.
Oh, is she?
Yeah,
good girl. So are you gonna convert?
No. Well, listen,
there's still salvation available for you.
If we ever had kids, then our children would be Catholic.
Well, also, if you got married, then you would have to convert. If you got married,
would I then have to convert?
You'd have to do your first communion, and you'd have to do your.
I could stay Christian.
No, because it's a different one. That was an invalid one that you did.
It's not an invalid one. What are you talking about? An invalid one.
It's not a valid one.
Anyway, listen.
You'd have to do it all over again. You'd have to get christened. You have to get christened, then you just
in a little nighty and dipped my head in the water. So heavy for the priest.
Yeah, exactly. You have to invite all your parents' friends. And then you have to do your first communion, and then your confirmation, and then your
all in the same month. How long?
I think there's even a way you could do it all on the same day.
That's so hectic. That's so much religion all at once. Oh my God.
Oh, you've just had your first communion. Are you ready to be confirmed?
So anyway, as I said, we are recording this on a Sunday, but we're pretending it's a Wednesday because it's when the listeners are listening to it. So hello, listeners, for this lovely bonus episode. So Strictly Come Dancing, Francis. So I dance to the Bambaleo.
It's a famous dance.
Famous song. It's not a famous dance.
The Bambaleo?
It's not a dance. It's a song.
I thought it was a particular dance that went with the song.
No. It's
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Macarena.
What would you think? What dance would go to Bambaleo? What type?
There'll be a lot of booty shaking, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're right. We did some booty shaking. So what dance does some booty shaking?
Oh, and then I think there'll be a lot of like... almost like a...
You're doing it with your hand.
A cha-cha.
It's not a cha-cha, it's a samba. But it's close to a cha-cha. It's similar. It's similar to a cha-cha.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, I was also talking to one of the producers who listens to our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And he was congratulating you on the joke that you did, because Anton de Beck was the judge. He stepped in for Motsi, and he found it hilarious that you called him Anton Deck.
Yeah, that was funny. Well, big shout out to you, producer of Strictly. Do you think they'll let me do it next year?
Yeah, I think they will. Let you do it as well, like it's some sort of prize.
Yeah. Well, no, you know, I mean, I guess.
Send your CV in. Send your CV. Be like, hey, I won Coach Trip.
Yeah. Well, look, I know that's what I'm saying. Like, they want a bit of jeopardy. Actually, do you know what's coming up,
what?
Jamie?
What?
I can't give it away.
But what's the point of telling me that? But something is.
Can't ruin the surprise.
But something's coming up.
But something's coming up. And... It's on exactly 1 month from your birthday.
Oh, so December the 3rd.
That's correct.
Okay.
Now guess what it could be.
Has to be something Christmassy.
Something I filmed a long time ago, but it's only now just coming out. I filmed it like 2 years ago.
Really? What was it? What did you film 2 years ago? Not
something on the BBC.
Not Mastermind.
Is it on the BBC?
What? Just say what it is. Say what it is.
It begins with a C.
Catchphrase.
No.
Countdown.
Nope.
I don't know.
It's way cooler than both of those.
Okay, sweet.
Think of a show that we all wanted to go on as kids.
Cops. Cops.
Cops. Jamie, I don't know. I didn't know how much a dream come true your appearance on
my police show. Can you just tell me what it is? Stop me guessing. Just tell me. What is it?
Something you have to find your way out of.
Oh, the cube.
No, the crystal maze.
That's on Channel 4. I've already done that.
All right, I thought it was on the BBC.
Oh, my God, that's sweet that you filmed that 2 years ago and it's just coming out.
Yes, I don't know why, but I filmed it a long time ago. And I'm not going to give it away. I'm not going to give it away what happens.
Okay, don't go. I'm on the edge of my seat.
All right, but we get out of the maze. We find it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spoiler alert, if you want to watch it with
if you listen,
if you don't want to ruin the surprise, then rewind back and forget I said that
and don't listen to it. Yeah, if you don't want to have a rewind back and stop
rewind
listening.
Back and ignore me saying it again. And ignore me saying it again.
Who did you do the crystal maze with?
Anton de Beck. No, with with Rick Edwards. No, it wasn't with Rick Edwards. It was with Joel Dommett.
Who is it with?
With Joel Dommett. just me and Joel. Special.
Who was it with?
With Joel Dommett.
Was it actually with Joel?
Yes, with Joel Dommett.
Who else is doing it? Who else did it?
Yours, just have to watch it. I don't want to ruin the surprise.
You can't remember the other people you did it with. You remember Joel?
No, I remember all of them.
Okay, name another person. Go.
It's a surprise.
Why are the people who did it a surprise apart from Joel? Everything else isn't a surprise apart from... Oh, my God.
Look, me and Joel, we said, look, we're not going to tell anyone else who else was on it.
Who else did Coach Trip with you? Name four other people. Name four other people who did Coach Trip with you.
Sarah Keyworth.
No, you can't name your partner.
Aaron Craskell.
Yeah, one.
Vicky Patterson.
Two.
Hayley Hasselhoff.
Three. It was a bus full of people. Oh, okay, so anyway, listen, I want to tell you about Strictly. So
No, Kate Lawler, that's four.
Okay, there you go. Arj Diags. Arj
Diags.
Even I know more than you do.
Did you watch the season?
I watched both.
Did you watch it?
Yeah,
You should watch the whole thing.
I might, actually. Is it very funny?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, I might watch it later, actually.
I actually was really quite impressed.
Gripped to see who was going to win when you watched it.
I was really on the edge of my seat.
Your coach seat. Am I going to win this? Listen, Strictly, I did the Bumbleo, and we got 889.
You got nine?
Yeah, I got a nine. Got 889. And we got through.
Shit. You got through. So wait, where did you come in the total?
Came fourth.
Shit, that's good. You're moving on up.
Yeah, moving up. From the bottom to
fourth.
Have
your odds improved?
I don't think so. Odds are still very low.
Really?
Odds are still like 100 or something to one.
Long shot Lang.
Yeah. Listen, I'm in there.
100 to one?
Yeah, 100 to one.
Long shot Lang.
Put a 50 quid bet on. Put it on there. Hey,
listen to this. Your odds are longer than Donald Trump's likelihood to win the presidency. Donald Trump's at 11 to 1 to win the presidency.
Yeah. That's sweet.
You're 100 to 1.
Yeah, I'm 100 to 1, which is epic. Hey, listen. Also, it's our bonus episode, so we want to give some shout-outs, as we always do. Hello, all you private parties. We want to give a shout-out to some people who sent us some gifts. We have BEPS.
We got some gifts.
Yeah, we got something. They're called BEPS. They are gluten-free and vegan and healthy, and they are delicious. We also want to give a big shout-out. James Lucy Watches sent us some watches and said, "Dear Jamie Francis, we wanted to send you these James Lucy Watches. I think your podcast is hilarious, and we listen religiously. You guys fight over which watch you want. James Lucy is a classic watch brand that gives half of its profits each year to charities as voted for by its customers. We know how much mental health issues affect us all, and they are close to your hearts too. If you have one that you work with yourselves that you could recommend, yes, we can. We can do Young Minds. That would be amazing, guys. Thank you so much. And so they're going to say we'd like to also offer a massive 50% discount to your listeners. So if you go onto the jameslucy.com, you can get a discount code, use private50 at the checkout, and 50% off, and also 50% goes to Young Minds, which is amazing. So thanks to you guys at James Lucy. So if you'd like to go on their website, jameslucy.com, 50% off, and use the discount, which would be lovely. Maybe it's Tom Lucy's brother.
Yeah, maybe.
We also, we've got some lovely messages, which we love to hear. We have one from Eloise. "Hey, Jamie and Francis, thank you so much for your podcast. They really lift my mood during a rather dreary time of lockdown in London. I've been with my boyfriend for 2.5 years. When we first started dating, it must have been our third or fourth date. We went for some drinks, got a bit drunk, then went back to his and went to bed. I woke up about 3:30 in the morning, rather confused, to the sensation of liquid spraying on me. I didn't have my contact lenses in, and it was rather dark in the room, so I didn't know what was going on. I turned to my now boyfriend, who was fast asleep next to me, lying on his back completely naked and urinating all over himself and all over me.
Oh my God.
I didn't know what to do. I tried to wake him up, but that didn't work, and didn't want to go home because I was living with my family at the time, and they would question why I was turning up at 4 a.m. covered in urine. So I decided to build a duvet wall between myself and him to protect from the incoming pee stream of pee. Still asleep and naked and to escape the now soaking mattress, he proceeded to crawl to the end of the bed, curl into a ball, and fart in my direction. Horrific. I sat there in the dark thinking, who is this guy I'm dating and what is going on right now? But I didn't have much choice other than try and get back to sleep. He woke up in the morning confused, covered in his own urine, and extremely embarrassed. Despite this traumatic experience, we're still going out to this day. Oh, love that story. Love that.
She must really like him.
She must really like
him. Have you ever peed on a first date?
We also have another one from Jazz who says, hey guys, I came across Private Parts by chance when I was looking for a new podcast to listen to. Sorry to burst your bubble, but I didn't know of either of you, Jamie and Francis, before listening. For some reason, after hearing Francis' voice, I always visualized him as Mark Gatiss. His voice really reminds you of him for some reason. Anyway, now I know what Francis actually looks like. There's a resemblance. There definitely is. Francis, have you got this before? Have you seen this guy, Francis?
Someone actually did say that I look like Mark Gatiss before.
We're going to post Mark Gatiss on our social media. So if you want to go and have a look at Mark Gatiss, actually does resemble Francis a little bit. It's just genius. We're going to post that on our social media accounts.
I mean, I feel like I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but I feel like I'm slightly handsomer than Mark Gatiss.
Yeah, cool. You're way more handsome than Mark Gatiss. Way more
but
handsome.
But the funny thing is, all my lookalikes are people
with a certain facial expression.
Yeah. People say that I look like Tom Felton. And I think he must have got it a lot as well, because then he started following me on Twitter.
Yeah, you do look like him. You do look like him. I get Mark Pence the whole time.
What, Mike Pence?
Mike Pence, sorry. Mike Pence.
Mark Pence. Do you know who else you look like?
Who?
Who else? There's someone else that you look like.
Woody Harrelson?
No. You don't. Do you know he lives in Austin, Texas?
Cool. Go knock on his door. Get him on the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to go hang out with him.
Hey, to all of you lovely private parties, as always, we like to give an exclusive Private Parts mug to our favourite message of the week. And this week, we are going to pick up the lovely Eloise for your story of your first date with your boyfriend. So a Private Parts mug will be on the way to you. Congratulations!
Congrats!
Listener of the week. Listen, to all of you listeners, you could have a chance of winning a mug yourself. All you have to do is send in your stories. It can be anything at all. Send us a story, send us a funny joke, send us something to contact@privatepartspodcast.com, or send us a DM to @privatepodcast. Any story at all, we'd love to read them out. You can stay anonymous if you want, of course, and you could potentially win a Private Parts limited edition mug. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of the bonus episode. Thank you to everyone who voted for me. And thank you to everyone who keeps on voting for me for Strictly Come Dancing, which again will be on Saturday night, where I'm dancing the street dance. Yeah, good to know that Francis is listening.
Hey, I was just letting you go for it.
Hey, all you private partners, listen, we love you. And we'll see you on Friday for another episode. Francis?
See you on Friday.
See you on Friday. Ta-ta.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.